Hello once again, I'm John Johnson with our October 2017 current events update for our Revelations1467.org website. First, thank you for reviewing our current events update. We hope that you will be glad you took time to read this material and listen to some of the information, particularly as we get into one of the videos on the list on current news links. But first, this October, we conclude the 2017 Hebrew year 5777 celebration of the Fall Feast of the Lord. Our special audio message focuses on the messianic mission and includes a look at the first century followers of Yeshua, Jesus of Nazareth, and the early Christian community and the deterioration of the relationship between the Judaic believers and Gentile Christian believers, and the resultant schism between the original unified believers in the God of Israel. Of course, the Jews who followed Yeshua and the Christian followers from the non-Jewish populace later became separately pigeonholed, if I may use that term, as Jews and Christians, or Jews versus Christians. Not the one new man that Paul said Yeshua came to accomplish in chapter 2 of his letter to the Ephesians, verses 1 through 22. An excellent reading. I hope you will read it for contextual reference. But the first century, particularly the church, if we may call it that, the believers, were mostly, for the most part, during the first 10-15 years after Yeshua's crucifixion and resurrection, were mostly Jewish, and they met mostly in synagogues, and there were many, in Paul's words, myriads of Jewish people who believed in Yeshua as a Messiah, and there were many religious factions who were jealous of him and who were so bent on their own religious thinking that they hated him and they were glad to be rid of him when they're able to get the Romans crucify him. But nevertheless, many of the people who gathered together and followed Yeshua, they were kindred spirits, whether they were Jewish or whether they were Christians. And one of the things we may remember in history of the church is that when the division started, a lot of it had to do with Christians who were not willing to follow some of the zealots who wanted to challenge the Romans, and because of their reluctance to follow the rebellion of the zealots, they were considered outcast, and there was quite a division at that time among the ranks in the precinct of Jerusalem mostly. But for the most part, later on, there was a time when the Romans and the pagans in general were persecuting the Christians because it seemed to make the populace happy if they were getting rid of those troublemakers. But in any event, the time that the church rolled around into the second and the third centuries, we had a lot of misgivings about what was going on. And as time rolled along, the paganism of the Roman Emperor Constantine, who was a lifelong sun worshiper. He was an astute politician and observed that he needed the support of the Christians and the unity of the community to accomplish his selfish interest. And so there was, at that time, less persecution, but at the same time, there was more persecution towards the Jews because anything Jewish, because of the Torah and the Jews' refusal to follow the Constantinian false religion, they were outcast, and many of the church fathers, as history records, has much to say about that. But there's some mention of that in one of our articles here, The Messianic Mission. But I think you will enjoy this particular subject, the Messianic Mission, because it's our focus today, and we want to emphasize what was taking place there in the early church age. Now, within these last few decades, a great many Bible-believing Christians have fled the postmodern institutional church factions, which have morphed into feel-good entertainment centers, mostly given to unbiblical, purpose-driven, and Eastern mystical teachings that solid Bible believers know are not what Yeshua taught, nor did Yahweh describe to Moses in Mount Sinai declaration of the Torah, nor does the Holy Spirit confirm to heart and mind to the born-again, spirit-filled person. So in all of this, these last decades, we've seen a great number, at least according to Barna's polls, over 20 million people had fled the church as of the early 21st century. I, of course, being one of those who, at age 60, began to look outside the structured church for more biblical, sound fellowship with other believers who were also of the same mindset. And that brings us to where we are today. After all those years starting back there, I'm 75 years old this November, and these last 15 years of my messianic walk has been one of the great experiences in my life. And we often have people say, are you people becoming Jews? I say, no, of course not. We love the Jewish people, but we are Christian believers who are just going back to the first century faith of Yeshua and the disciples. We're looking back at our origin of our Hebrew roots and wanting to see how those folks lived and how they interpreted the scriptures and how they followed the teachings of the Messiah. And we want to be as close to that as we can. So this is what we see happening around us. A lot of the people are fleeing the modern churches as they deteriorate into non-biblical activities. And we just continue to pray for them that they'll find their way through this confusion and that God will deliver them from some of these religious factions that men have created and that have become a detriment to their spiritual life and to their eternal destination as well. But we look at all of this and we see the Torah that was given to Moses at Mount Sinai. We see the life example that Yeshua lived and revealed when he was here. And when we have the counsel of the inspired Holy Spirit within us, then we will always get the same message from all three of them. None of them will disagree. And likewise, many God-loving Jewish people have received revelation of the reality of the long-awaited Messiah, and that being that the Messiah is surely the Yeshua of the first century. All of this and the establishment of the State of Israel, starting with the Balfour Agreement in 1917, the UN Proclamation of the Nation of Israel in 1947, and the actual beginning of the State of Israel in 1948, all of this and the return of Jerusalem to Israel proper in the 1967 war are all historic and have enormous prophetic implications for the days in which we live. And this brings us to the main focus of this month's current events update, that the messianic mission is to call both the Jews and the Christians to review their religious underpinnings and carefully examine the origin of faith, which both have inherited from the father of our faith, Abraham, and the original context of the forever settled word of Yahweh, the Torah, and to understand that these fall feasts of the Lord represent the prelude and heavenly choreographed instruction to alert and inform us of the soon second coming of our Savior Redeemer, Yeshua. Just as the spring feast of the Lord taught the pre-Yeshua generation of his first coming, and likewise reminds us post-Yeshua generations of the certainty that all seven of the feasts of the Lord are the biblical outline and the timeline that prepares us for the last days and how to live and work through the events that the last generation must understand and navigate. So we have included some articles in this update, which I think you will find very informative, and I hope if you will read them and ponder the different teachings that you will, if you wish, let me know what you think. We have current event news links below, too, which have a lot of information that you probably won't see in the mainstream media, but I think you'll find them very informative and interesting. And they all speak to things that are pertinent to our future as Americans and also the future of the world with so much of the turmoil in Europe and different places, and with all the problems that we face, with all the divisiveness that's going on in our country. And so I think that these events are something you need to be aware of, but you probably won't see or hear much of them in the mainstream media. We try to provide updates each month on some of those subjects, and we close out with a positive note on a faithful few. Hope for all believers who walk with Yeshua. And I think you will find that an encouraging article as well. And with the Aaronic blessing, Yahweh bless thee and keep thee. Yahweh make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. Yahweh lift up his countenance up on thee and give thee peace. Amen. Amen. Shalom. Hello once again. I'm John Johnson with our October 2017 current events update for our Revelations1467.org website. First, thank you for reviewing our current events update. We hope that you will be glad you took time to read this material and listen to some of the information, particularly as we get into one of the videos on the list on current news links. But first, this October, we conclude the 2017 Hebrew year 5777 celebration of the Fall Feast of the Lord. Our special audio message focuses on the Messianic mission and includes a look at the first century followers of Yeshua, Jesus of Nazareth, and the early Christian community and the deterioration of the relationship between the Judaic believers and Gentile Christian believers, and the resultant schism between the original unified believers in the God of Israel. Of course, the Jews who followed Yeshua and the Christian followers from the non-Jewish populace later became separately pigeonholed, if I may use that term, as Jews and Christians, or Jews versus Christians. Not the one new man that Paul said Yeshua came to accomplish in chapter 2 of his letter to the Ephesians, verses 1 through 22. An excellent reading. I hope you will read it for contextual reference. But the first century, particularly the church, if we may call it that, the believers, were mostly, for the most part, during the first 10-15 years after Yeshua's crucifixion and resurrection, were mostly Jewish, and they met mostly in synagogues, and there were many, in Paul's words, myriads of Jewish people who believed in Yeshua as a Messiah, and there were many religious factions who were jealous of him and who were so bent on their own religious thinking that they hated him, and they were glad to be rid of him when they're able to get the Romans crucify him. But nevertheless, many of the people who gathered together and followed Yeshua, they were kindred spirits, whether they were Jewish or whether they were Christians. And one of the things we may remember in history of the church is that when the division started, a lot of it had to do with Christians who were not willing to follow some of the zealots who wanted to challenge the Romans. And because of their reluctance to follow the rebellion of the zealots, they were considered outcast, and there was quite a division at that time among the ranks in the precinct of Jerusalem mostly. But for the most part, later on, there was a time when the Romans and the pagans in general were persecuting the Christians because it seemed to make the populace happy if they were getting rid of those troublemakers. But in any event, the time that the church rolled around into the second and the third centuries, we had a lot of misgivings about what was going on. And as time rolled along, the paganism of the Roman Emperor Constantine, who was a lifelong sun worshiper. He was an astute politician and observed that he needed the support of the Christians and the unity of the community to accomplish his selfish interest. And so there was, at that time, less persecution, but at the same time, there was more persecution towards the Jews because anything Jewish, because of the Torah and the Jews' refusal to follow the Constantinian false religion, they were outcast, and many of the church fathers, as history records, has much to say about that. But there's some mention of that in one of our articles here, The Messianic Mission. But I think you will enjoy this particular subject, the Messianic Mission, because it's our focus today, and we want to emphasize what was taking place there in the early church age. Now, within these last few decades, a great many Bible-believing Christians have fled the postmodern institutional church factions, which have morphed into feel-good entertainment centers, mostly given to unbiblical, purpose-driven, and Eastern mystical teachings that solid Bible believers know are not what Yeshua taught, nor did Yahweh describe to Moses in Mount Sinai Declaration of the Torah. Nor does the Holy Spirit confirm to heart and mind to the born-again, spirit-filled person. So in all of this, these last decades, we've seen a great number, at least according to Barna's polls, over 20 million people had fled the church as of the early 21st century. I, of course, being one of those who, at age 60, began to look outside the structured church for more biblical, sound fellowship with other believers who were also of the same mindset. And that brings us to where we are today. After all those years, starting back there, I'm 75 years old this November, and these last 15 years of my messianic walk has been one of the great experiences in my life. And we often have people say, "Are you people becoming Jews?" I say, "No, of course not. We love the Jewish people, but we are Christian believers who are just going back to the first century faith of Yeshua and the disciples. We're looking back at our origin of our Hebrew roots and wanting to see how those folks lived and how they interpreted the scriptures and how they followed the teachings of the Messiah. And we want to be as close to that as we can." So this is what we see happening around us. A lot of the people are fleeing the modern churches as they deteriorate into non-biblical activities. And we just continue to pray for them that they'll find their way through this confusion and that God will deliver them from some of these religious factions that men have created and that have become a detriment to their spiritual life and to their eternal destination as well. But we look at all of this and we see the Torah that was given to Moses at Mount Sinai. We see the life example that Yeshua lived and revealed when he was here. And when we have the counsel of the inspired Holy Spirit within us, then we will always get the same message from all three of them. None of them will disagree. And likewise, many God-loving Jewish people have received revelation of the reality of the long-awaited Messiah, and that being that the Messiah is surely the Yeshua of the first century. All of this and the establishment of the State of Israel, starting with the Balfour Agreement in 1917, the UN Proclamation of the Nation of Israel in 1947, and the actual beginning of the State of Israel in 1948, all of this and the return of Jerusalem to Israel proper in the 1967 war are all historic and have enormous prophetic implications for the days in which we live. And this brings us to the main focus of this month's current events update, that the Messianic Mission is to call both the Jews and the Christians to review their religious underpinnings and carefully examine the origin of faith, which both have inherited from the father of our faith, Abraham, and the original context of the forever settled word of Yahweh, the Torah, and to understand that these fall feasts of the Lord represent the prelude and heavenly choreographed instruction to alert and inform us of the soon second coming of our Savior Redeemer, Yeshua. Just as the spring feast of the Lord taught the pre-Yeshua generation of His first coming, and likewise reminds us post-Yeshua generations of the certainty that all seven of the feasts of the Lord are the biblical outline and the timeline that prepares us for the last days and how to live and work through the events that the last generation must understand and navigate. So we have included some articles in this update, which I think you will find very informative. And I hope if you will read them and ponder the different teachings that you will, if you wish, let me know what you think. We have current event news links below, too, which have a lot of information that you probably won't see in the mainstream media, but I think you'll find them very informative and interesting. And they all speak to things that are pertinent to our future as Americans and also the future of the world with so much of the turmoil in Europe and different places and with all the problems that we face, with all the divisiveness that's going on in our country. And so I think that these events are something you need to be aware of, but you probably won't see or hear much of them in the mainstream media. We try to provide updates each month on some of those subjects. And we close out with a positive note on a faithful few. Hope for all believers who walk with Yeshua. And I think you will find that an encouraging article as well. And with the Aaronic blessing, Yahweh bless thee and keep thee. Yahweh make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. Yahweh lift up his countenance up on thee and give thee peace. Amen and amen. Shalom.